This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com special broadcast this hour, class. And I've talked with this lady on the phone a couple minutes here, a couple minutes there over the years. And she is the wife of Mike Parsons, USAPrepares.com instructor. As you know, Mike Parsons is incarcerated. He is in jail, and he's being tortured. And we're going to learn exactly what has happened, who Mike Parsons is, during this hour. Welcome, Pat Parsons.
Hi, Vincent.
You know, Pat, it's great to hear your voice. I know that you're being tortured as well as Mike Parsons. And joining us is someone who is another USAPrepares.com instructor, James Todd. James Todd, welcome. Let's see. James, are you there? James Todd? Okay. All right. Well, James Todd is here, and we'll bring him back in just a minute. Pat, why don't we start with this? You and Mike Parsons have been married for how long?
30 years.
30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you know each other quite well, and you live in a county called Tipton County, Tennessee. Is that correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you're farmers. Both of you are farmers. You raise animals, yes?
Yes.
Pat, tell us the kind of animals that you raise on your farm, please.
We have just about everything, you know, chickens, ducks, turkeys, horses, miniature donkey, even have some emu and goats out there. And we bought the property wanting animals. I was raised on a farm. Mike's learning the farming trade, and just wanted to, you know, get out of the city and, mm-hmm. you know, live a comfortable, quiet, peaceful life.
Mm. And it's turned out to be anything but that, right?
It's turned out to be a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And how large is your farm? How would you describe?
We're just under 80 acres.
Okay. So you have about an 80-acre farm. You have all kinds of animals. And you just wanted to live that quiet, peaceful life. And what happened? What happened to that quiet, peaceful life?
Well, back in, I guess it was 2007. I guess it actually started before that. In 2006, Mike ran for office in Tipton County, you know, wanting to improve the community. And he won the election, but then they flipped the votes. A lot of these new voting machines, it's very easy to do. And he ended up suing the election results. And after that happened, just all went downhill from there. In 2007, a couple of our dogs got out, and one of the neighbors, which is part of the good old boy network out there, shot with a high-powered rifle 29 times and shot one of our dogs in the back and killed it, was shooting in my direction. I don't know whether he knew that or not. And my husband was yelling, stop shooting, stop shooting, and he fired once into the ground. to get the other guy to stop shooting. And anyway, when the cops showed up, they ended up arresting Mike. Like, to me, it's like the other guy shoots 29 times and nothing happens to him. Anyway, as a result of that, they ended up pressing charges against Mike for aggravated assault, and he ended up going to prison. He got out on parole after about 2.5 years, was out for maybe a little over a year, and they violated his parole with a fabricated PETA letter trying to say that we abused our animals. They brought their own vet out. The vet found everything to be satisfactory. And anyway, they violated his parole and stole my guns that I had because, you know, he was on his way out of town. When he's out of town, I bring my guns in for protection. You know, a woman out in the middle of the country, we're off the road. Nobody could see the house. Nobody could hear me yelling if something was to happen. If my neighbors by chance heard me yelling, they wouldn't come to help anyway. So, matter of fact, about a week after Mike's parole was violated, I caught one of the neighbors driving up and down at the property line right at dusk with their lights off, spying on me.
Wow. So Mike went back to, he was arrested for aggravated assault, spent 2.5 years in prison, got out, and was at home. Mm-hmm. Everything was good. He was going to travel. As a matter of fact, I think he was headed my way, he was in his truck, wasn't he? Heading toward Missouri, Arkansas, Missouri, and he got a phone call to go back to the farm, right?
Yes.
The gate was locked. He went back to the farm, right?
Yes.
And if I remember this correctly, Mike told me that there was a series of vehicles. There were like guys in body armor in an SUV, and there was, I mean, a whole bunch of people that were armed that were coming to raid your farm.
Yes.
And all that Mike got was a call that said, we just want to talk to you for a second, by his parole officer, right? Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, the parole officer said, we just want to meet you at the gate. Didn't even say anything about a PETA letter or the bringing this vet out. He said, I just want to meet you at the gate and do a home visit. And then when he showed up, he had all these, there were like, I think Mike originally saw like 3 cars. By the time I got home, because obviously during this whole ordeal, Mike called me. By the time I got home, there were like 10 to 12 cars lined down my driveway.
Mm-hmm. Ready for a photo opportunity for the evening news, correct?
I didn't even see the evening news, but...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, my understanding is they had the public relations person for Tipton County, the police department. They had her there, you know, ready to tell the evening news exactly what this raid was all about. So it wasn't, we want to talk at the gate. It's, we're going to raid your farm.
Yes, it was definitely a raid. It was a planned raid.
Mm-hmm. And they found nothing that was in violation of Mike's parole, but they arrested him anyway, right?
They found my guns, but in a locked house that he did not have the key to.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had changed, when he was in prison the last time, I had changed the lock. The lock started giving me problems on the door, so I had changed it out, and I had lost the key before he ever got home, so he never actually had a key to the house.
Mm-hmm. So the house was locked. You took your guns out because he had already left, and then the cops wanted him to come back to the farm, and so he had to go back to the locked farm, and that's where they forced their way through the gate and illegally searched your house. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the story that Mike told me. And then they arrested Mike.
Yes.
Then what happened?
They sent him across the state to be processed in the state system. And I guess they had a process to go through to revoke the parole, which they did. It took us quite a while. Normally, it takes, I think I'm told in the system, in the Tennessee system, it takes 30 to 90 days to process an inmate and, I guess, classify him. And after he was classified, typically, if you're from the west of the state, they'll send you back west. If you're to the east of the state, they'll send you so you can be closer to family. Well, they were holding him across state close to Chattanooga, which was more than a six-hour drive for us, and we couldn't see him until my mother-in-law actually called the lieutenant governor's office, and they got Mike moved closer to home. But basically, he spent another, 16 to 18 months in prison, and then he got out on time served.
Now, all the time that this is going on, they've removed his portion of the family income, right? They're starving you financially, yes?
Yes.
And in order not to lose your farm, you have to go to work, and you're trying to juggle being a full-time farmer, a full-time employee, and a supportive spouse of your husband who is being incarcerated.
Yes, I'm trying to be three people. I'm trying to be three people in one.
Right. And
at a minimum.
And this is and he was charged with aggravated assault. Who did he allegedly assault, and how?
He allegedly assaulted the man that shot and killed our dog, the guy that had the gun, Barry Laxton, who had the semi-automatic rifle and was shooting the 29 times.
So a guy named Barry Laxton shot and killed your dog.
Shot in the back.
29 times. Shot him in the back. So obviously the dog was not charging him. Is that correct?
Right. He tried to say the dog was charging him, but she was shot in the back. The state examiner, veterinary state examiner, did a necropsy and said there were no bullet wounds on her chest.
And James Todd is with us. He's joining the conversation. We will be right back with Pat Parsons, Mike Parsons' wife, and James Todd, USA Preparedness Instructor. Pat, I'm really glad you're with us telling the story from your point of view right here on Worldwide Radio. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instructions that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Mike Parsons' wife. Pat Parsons is on the air with us, telling us about this absolutely outrageous story. James Todd, are you with us? James Todd? Let's try this. James Todd, are you there? Okay. All right. So we'll see if we can get James Todd back. So Pat Parsons. So Mike was arrested and put in prison because allegedly he assaulted Barry Laxton. And this was this guy that fired 29 times, killed your dog, and so Mike just tried to stop this by firing once into the ground. So Mike goes to prison for 2.5 years. He gets out on parole. Then the farm is raided again, and he went back to prison. Then he got out, right? Then he was released. And why was he released?
He was released because his time had flattened out, as they say. You get in the Tennessee state prisons, if you have so many good days where you've not misbehaved, then they take off so many days. And so he had gotten off with time served, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how much time was that? 18 months?
Yeah, it was another 18 months, yeah.
So 2.5 years plus 18 months. So 2.5 years plus a year and a half. Mm-hmm. So 4 years have been stolen from his life. plus the time of all the preparation for his defense. Now, so he got out. Then what happened?
He was when he got out, he had a hold on him. Basically, they had new charges pending for a felon in possession of weapons, which were my guns, my two guns that they stole. And
Was he in possession of them?
No, he never did possess them.
He wasn't.
They were my guns for my protection, and I have a right to protect myself, especially being a woman alone out on a farm in the middle of nowhere.
But he wasn't at the farm. He had left. He'd locked
he had
up.
Left and was called back. No, yes, he had left and was called back. He did not possess them.
And so he was arrested again.
He was arrested again. He spent the remainder of his 16, 18 months of the remainder of his time after they revoked his parole. And then when he got out, Tipton County actually picked him up from the state facility he was in, and I had to go bond him out of Tipton County Jail to get him home. And from there, he basically had monthly appearances at court. And when he was in prison, he had filed a motion to dismiss, which they pretty much ignored. Judge Walker ignored that for like 8 months. And Mike's reasoning for the motion to dismiss and all that, and every time Mike brought it up in court, the judge just never even said anything about it. And what they finally did is, because Mike is not, he is not an 8 U.S.C. 1401A U.S. statutory citizen, and he was trying to tell them that he is not under their jurisdiction, then what Judge Walker did actually was say, okay, you have this motion to dismiss. In it, you're demanding a preliminary hearing, which he was never demanding a preliminary hearing. He was citing the fact that he never had a preliminary hearing within the 10-day time that you're supposed to have a preliminary hearing or probable cause hearing. You're supposed to have one within 10 days of being arrested. He never had that. And they took him before the grand jury for indictment without having that hearing. Well, what Walker did is he manipulated the motion to dismiss into, you're demanding a preliminary hearing, I'm going to send this to the lower court and Judge Peeler's court. And the day he showed up in Judge Peeler's court,
what happened then?
He was basically, Judge Peeler issued a bench warrant because Mike was not saying what he wanted him to say.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll come back and we'll see if we can get James Todd, get his audio up. We'll be right back with Mrs. Michael Parsons, Pat Parsons.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time.
Hey,
at contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Pat Parsons is with us, Mike Parsons' wife. Mike Parsons is still in jail. He's a USAPrepares.com instructor. And Judge Walker sent the case to a lower court judge, Judge Peeler. And Judge Peeler issued a warrant for Mike's arrest, and he was put in jail. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So how long has Mike been in jail now?
He's been in the Tiffin County Jail since January 12th.
And what are the charges?
They never really gave him charges for this particular arrest. the court clerk mentioned something about contempt of court, but I don't even think Mike, when they arraigned him, he said he was never really read any charges.
Let me see if I've got this right. January 12th, it's almost 5 months?
Yes.
And there are no charges except he is in jail. So it sounds to me like he has been illegally incarcerated. Now, we have a right to a speedy trial in the United States. It seems that that hasn't happened. And looks like we lost James Todd. James, you sent James Todd about 1,000 pages?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I sent him way more than that, actually. It was the 1,000 pages was just the Mike's transcript from his trial back in 2009. Then I sent him the sentencing and some other stuff that has gone on since then.
If I thought Mike were a bad guy, he certainly would not be a USA Prepares instructor.
He is not a bad guy. He's not. He's. They're trying to make him out to be a dangerous guy, and he is anything but.
Well, he's got a higher IQ than all of them.
Yes,
I'm certain of that. Mike has a very, very high IQ. You know, I've met Mike at the expos. He's been to the farm. He's been to meetups. We've traveled together. We've been in the car for hundreds of miles at a time. Mike is a good guy. Now, Mike is a pilot, right?
Yes.
He can fly jet planes, right?
Well, I don't know about jet planes, but he does fly the smaller planes. Unfortunately, with the money situation, he can't afford to fly like he would like to, but he would certainly love to be able to fly. Mm-hmm. Have the money to fly. It's not an inexpensive thing to do.
Right. And you have the last registered landing strip in Tennessee. Is that correct? On your farm?
Private. Yes. It was the last one that was the last private strip that was registered before they did away with registering private strips. And I don't really know all the specifics as to what their plans were on not allowing registered private runways, or I don't know all the specifics to that.
Wouldn't it be interesting if we find out that the reason that all this is happening is you have the last registered private airstrip in Tennessee and someone in the government wants it? Wouldn't that be interesting?
It wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the treatment that your husband, Mike Parsons, is getting in prison. How would you describe it?
It's inhumane. He's actually quite ill right now. He's got a walking or an upper respiratory infection if it hasn't developed into pneumonia. He tries to call me every day, and Saturday he actually had a roommate call to check on me and let me know he was okay because he couldn't speak, and since Saturday it's all basically just a whisper from him. They have denied him commissary. He does not do Western pharmaceuticals, but he does have some supplements there and silver solution. And he has some things that he can take that I delivered up there to the jail, but they will not give them to him. They want to force the Western pharmaceuticals on him, which he will not take. It's against his beliefs and his religions. We more believe that God has given us everything we need to heal ourselves. We just have to know how to use it. And, you see it on the commercials day in and day out. If you've taken this drug and this has happened, call these lawyers. Western medicine is dangerous. I don't think they do enough research before they let this stuff out, and we're not willing to take that risk.
Mike Parsons is a Native American, is that correct?
Yes, he is a very high percentage Cherokee Indian. Mm-hmm. He's also a member of the Tsleil-Waututh Nation.
Mm-hmm. He's an associate judge, isn't he?
He is.
And the Tsleil-Waututh Nation has issued demands for his release, and they've been ignored by the highest levels of the federal government. The Attorney General, the Attorney General for the state of Tennessee, and also the county of Tipton County, Tennessee. So all of the demands for his immediate release have been ignored by all levels of government.
Yes.
From the county level through the state level through the federal level. How much time does Mike get to spend outside in sunshine per day?
He has not been outside and seen the light of day or breathed fresh air since January 12th. Supposedly, they are supposed to get out 1 hour a day outside, and they have not.
Mike called me from jail, and he said that that a Facebook page was created describing some of the inmates in this jail. Do you know anything about that?
I know he gave me a call, and he was concerned about a Facebook posting that a relative of another inmate had told him about. I have not seen it because I'm not on Facebook. I did have a friend look for it, and this friend said he couldn't find anything on Mike Parsons on Facebook. Since I'm not familiar with Facebook, I don't know what my friend exactly did to try to find anything on Facebook. But then later the inmate said, no, my mother said that she had seen something about a posting or something about the conditions of the jail, which is it's actually not a bad thing. But Mike and I are of the opinion that basically the jailers are trying to get the inmates angry at Mike and try to beat him or kill him. We're firmly convinced that Tipton County's end game is for Mike to end up dead, one way or another.
Mike told me something like this, that there were seven very large men and one much smaller man, and the seven large guys were beating up on the smaller guy, and it looked like he might be seriously injured or maybe even killed. And they have this panic button. Should something like that happen, I guess the inmates can hit the button and then the guards come. Well, Mike saw that this man was about to be really injured, and he hit the button. And now, as a result of that, the other inmates are saying that Mike is a snitch. And what Mike is saying is, you guys have no idea what you're saying. Had you killed that man, that would be murder. First and second degree murder. And all of you were involved in this. And Mike was saying that he saved them from murder charges. And what's happening is, it sounds to me like the guards and the prison administration is involved in manipulating the inmates to injure each other at the behest of the prison employees or the prison management or the prison administration. It's horrible what's happening. Absolutely horrible. Am I correct or incorrect in this discussion? Is this the way you understand it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, from what I see.
When was the last time you were able to see Mike?
I haven't seen Mike since January. Visitations for them is not on weekends, and since I work during the week, I can't go see him.
All right, so if you were to see him, are you saying you'd lose your farm?
Well, I mean, I don't think I'd lose my farm unless I lost my job.
Well, if you didn't show up for work, if let's say you took a day off a week, would that affect your income?
It wouldn't affect my income, but I don't have a lot of accrued vacation to be taking off to go see him.
Okay, so it's not that you don't want to see him; you want to see him, but
right.
There's no visitation. So, what's wrong with visitation on the weekend? I would think that all prisons and all jails would allow visitation on the weekend for the convenience of the people who are paying taxes.
And the state facilities that he was in, and he was in several of them because he's moved around. Visitation was on weekends.
So, do you think this is aimed right at you? To make your life as hard as possible? Do you think that's what this is all about?
I just think Kitchen County does it differently, and I'm not familiar with county systems, but I don't see that anybody visits on weekends up there.
Okay, we'll be right back with Pat Parsons after these commercial announcements. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, cheetah. God, you're
take my when you go to the season
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, the RK Prepper Shows has an event this weekend in Sevierville, Tennessee. S-E-V-I-E-R-V-I-L-L-E, Tennessee. And there are all kinds of seminars, body armor, preparing using tax deductions, colloidal silver, food storage, passive solar, radiation detection, morals of survival, and how big the lies are, and many others about water and so forth. So if you'd like to attend, we'd love to see you there, and maybe we can even have dinner Dutch treat on Saturday. Craig Douglas will be there as well, USA Prepares instructor. That's Saturday and Sunday. This Saturday and Sunday, Sevierville, Tennessee, rkpreppershows.com, and also post on page one, USA Prepares, for more information. Pat Parsons is with us, and we're talking about her husband, Mike, who has spent well over 4 years incarcerated and allegedly for an aggravated assault on a guy who shot in his direction and in Pat Parsons' direction 29 times. Absolutely an outrage. And he's still in jail in Tipton County, Tennessee. Pat Parsons, what can we do to help Mike?
Well, considering how bad sick he is and that I know that they are trying to kill him, we're trying to raise money to get him out. And, I'm limited on funds. Pretty much everything I have goes into the farm and trying to not lose the farm. And, of course, feed all my animals and babies. And so we're trying to raise money to get him out on bond. His bond has been unrealistically set at $85,000. And ideally, if we raised that amount, that money would not be thrown out. We would get it back, no matter whether he was found guilty and went to prison at a trial, which I don't know how they're going to operate a trial under the conditions. But if I could at least get 10% raised, then I can get him out that way. Of course, that's pretty much throwing away $8,500, but at least he's out of there. He can breathe fresh air, and he can get well and try to come up with a way to prepare his defense, because right now he can't do anything in the way of preparation.
Are they withholding materials from him, the library, the law library books and so forth that he needs? Are they withholding it?
They gave him a couple of books that I had mailed in to him. I don't even know that they have a library at the county level, or at this jail anyway. They are not giving him his Black's Law dictionary. Legal mail that we send in is not, it's sent back. Basically, everything that goes in, they want to see what's going in, and so it has to come in some other way. Or if I send it, obviously they're going to open it and see what it is. Anyway, we're just trying to get him out and get him healthy again, because he called me last night about 9:00, and in a bare whisper, he just basically said, "I'm still alive." So he's letting me know he made it through the day.
Class, this is an absolutely horrible situation. You can't get in. You can't see the person. You can't call your loved one who is in jail. They restrict everything. They control the food, the water, the temperature, the circulation of air, what you can read, what you can see, who you're placed in a cell with, who has what disease next to you, and it is absolutely horrible. You are absolutely, totally, 100% controlled. It's a horrible situation, and obviously, Tipton County, Tennessee needs to be investigated at the highest level of government by honest government.
Yeah, we can find honest government.
Yes. Pat Parsons, of course, our prayers are with you. And the website, Mike Parsons. Is it MikeParsons.org?
MikeParsons.org.
MikeParsons.org. P-A-R-S-O-N-S. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.